Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating the shiur Leilui Nishmat Gershon Ben Yitzhak Alav Shalom Ten Nishmatot Surah Vesorot Chaim Lenetzach. We are in Torah Lamed Zayin. We talked about five kinds of blood. Shem HaNefashot, that is the spirits. Hem Chamesh Otiyot, it's five letters. Keneged Chamisha Damim Kayadua, those are the Mansepach, the final letters. Remez lechamesh bechinot sheyesh lanefesh, hinting us what we can understand and learn on the aspects that the spirit of the human being got. Kemo she'amru chazal, like that Rabotenu said in the Gemara Masechet Brachot, ha'nechamisha barchi nafshi, five reasons that the spirit bless Hashem, means five qualities, five things that the spirit got. Keneged mi v'chuleu Shmuel amar, when Shmuel said, "Elu melamdei tinokot," those are the rabbis that are teaching babies, kids, young kids, shemekalkelin et ahevel she'en bochet, that they are ruined, spoiling the holy breath that it doesn't contain no sin. Why? Because those people are not watching over their mouth; they're talking nonsense in front of the students, in front of the children that are there, and they're educating them in a very bent way, unfortunately. So the ruin, the damage that they're causing, it's a lot worse than the sin itself that they do. Because, all right, so you haven't talked, you talked Lashon Hara, okay, it's a sin. A person going to pay for that sin. Okay, I understand it, but when you're talking in front of 30 kids, that all of them have the potential to become to be Gdol Ador, and every one of them can be so huge, and you ruin each and every one of them in a sentence. You just say, I heard once a certain teacher, Rebbe, that talked with the children in school on the fact that he explained to them that every person got a Yetzer Hara, and he's got a Yetzer Hara to smoke Nargila. Okay, it's nice that you have this Yetzer Hara. So we understand you, that the sin is not so bad. Okay, you smoke Nargila. You can understand you smoke Nargila. But now to open that option in front of 30 kids, and that they admire you, you're their teacher. Now you tell them, this is my Yetzer Hara. For them it's a mitzvah now. For them it's a mitzvah, because their Rebbe, he's got that Yetzer Hara. How person become to be a smoker that he smokes? He sees his father. If the father smokes, 99.9% that the kid will smoke. Because he admires his father, and even if it's wrong, he doesn't care. He cannot define, he cannot see the difference. This is the responsibility of education. This is why it's so hard to teach Torah also. Why the Torah is rebuking the person. And especially you should know, when you're going to have that merit, you're going to have that opportunity to feel it, that when you teach Torah, the Torah rebukes you a lot more. And even more than the Itbodedut. And we need to explain it. How can it be that Torah becomes to be higher than Itbodedut? Because Tefillah, it's beyond Torah. Because in the Torah teach you how to connect yourself to Hashem. And the Tefillah, you already connected. This is it. You're with Hashem. So the Torah brought you to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. So this is faith. Like that Rabotenu are saying in the Mishnah, Kol halomed Torah lishma, everyone that learns Torah lishma, only for Hashem Yitbarach, zoche ledvarim arbe, he achieve a lot of things. Things, dvarim, Rabbi Nachman explained, those are diburim, those are words of tshuva in front of Hashem Yitbarach. And he said it to one of his students, so you that you learn so much Torah, like that you say that you learn so much Torah, you're so far from tshuva, and you're not confessing in front of Hashem Yitbarach every day. So what the Torah gave you? It means that you haven't learned Torah lishma. So from that we can see, just to understand the order of the things, that the Torah is supposed to bring you to wake up, to do tshuva in front of Hashem, to pray, to keep the obligations of the Torah. So the Torah is a tool to bring you to pray. So the tefillah is higher. So now we need to explain, how can it be that the person that teach Torah receive a rebuke that means getting in closer to Hashem, because it's Asher Yoav Hashem Yochiach. Hashem rebukes the one that he loves. So how can it be that Hashem loves you more means bring you closer to Him when you teach Torah, means when you learn Torah? Because what you do when you teach Torah? You learn with them. You're understanding. It's like Chavruta. With 30 people, with 3,000 people, it's the same. You just learn Torah. Why that Torah becomes to be even higher than it bodedut? Because actually, it's not the same when you teach to one person and when you teach to 20. Because the light that is coming down to all of your students is coming down through you. And it's expanding your vessels. You become to be a pipe. You become to be a channel. If you're lucky, you become to be a Muna channel. This is if you're very lucky. But if you're not so lucky, so you become to be another Torah channel. And it's also very lucky. It's also a very, very beautiful thing. But the main thing, Bachavakuk ve'midan alachat, ve'tzadik ve'emunato yichyeh, the emunah, the faith, this is the highest thing of them all. When you become to be a channel to other people to receive the Torah from you, the faith from you, the power to do it bodedut, so it's a lot more than what that you can achieve alone in tefillah. Why? Why? When Am Yisrael were supposed to be redeemed from Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they don't have the merit. They don't have the zchut to come out from Egypt. So he said, based on the fact that in the future they're going to receive the Torah, based on that I'm redeeming them now. So you can see that when you teach a class, all of the future to come is coming through you. The potential of all of your students is coming through you. So it means, when you're in the field and you do it bodedut, you cannot do in an hour, more than an hour, it bodedut. But if you talk on 1 hour it bodedut in class, and then 5,000 people watch that class, and now every one of them going to do 5 minutes, you made a lot more than 1 hour in that hour. When you teach Torah to 5,000 people, you have the merit of their limud Torah. So you teach only 1 hour class, and 5,000 hours been learned just now. And all of that light went through you. So this is how you become to be a lot closer to Hashem Yitbarach when you do that, when you got that merit from Hashem Yitbarach to do Afatza. For the guys that couldn't understand my heart yesterday when we spoke, just that you're going to understand, if the Torah been learned not to be practical, not to action, so it's a curse and not a bless. Because if now a person doesn't know that he needs to keep Shabbos, and he's not keeping Shabbos, it's not that bad. Even the halacha is saying that it counts only like one avera, one sin. But if a person knows what it means to keep Shabbos, and he is aware to all of the halachot, and now he decides not to keep Shabbos, he's going to be punished on every halacha, each and every one of the halachot that he's violating. From that we can understand that if a person knows Torah, and he's learning Torah, and he's not keeping it, it's horrible for him. This is why it's written twice. Once it's written, you need to live in the area of your rabbi. And in the other opinion, second Braita is saying, never live close to your rabbi. Why? When you listen to him, you need to live close to him. Because it's blessing you. Because it's good to the righteous man and good to his neighbor. But when you're not listening to him anymore, so this is the time that you have to stay away from him because he's made out of fire. So you have to go away to the distance. Why? Because the kitrug, the complaints that there are on you, that you listen to your rabbi and you're not following his advice, it's bad for you. This is why the Limud HaTorah that we're learning, such amazing things every day, that you can talk to Hashem, that you can get closer to Hashem, that we should do things and we have abilities and even your will counts. So now you don't want. So now you don't pray. So now you don't do hafatza. You cannot take business cards and hand it to people. That you cannot do. You cannot ask, where can I find 50 business cards and to go and to hand? You cannot do that. It's a complaint on the person. This is why I can find myself screaming, and it's not different than how that I scream in the field when I'm doing it bodedut. I'm not screaming at you because I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm not also talking to you. I'm talking to Hashem. When I'm rebuking myself. When I'm learning to myself. Because if not, I wouldn't have that ability to tell you that Hashem Yitbarach rebukes the person that teach Torah more than in the field. It means that what that I'm doing here with you, it's hitbodedut. It's mamash, literally hitbodedut, just in front of people. Rabbeinu said, when I have hitbodedut, when I'm in with the public. Now you have hitbodedut, because now, and this is another secret that I'm going to tell you, why it can bring you even further and further into the depths of your soul, to know yourself a lot more. And this is the proof that the Torah teaches you how to get closer to yourself, to find yourself, to reveal the light of your own neshama. Why? Because when you're in the field, and you're confronting with yourself, you're dealing with something very painful, your childhood, your youth, your history, your avonot, you suffer. It's not a comfortable situation that you're standing in. Suddenly you remember things that you were denying for a long time, and it comes back, and a lot of sadnesses and frustrations and things that you're not able to deal with them now are coming. So it's very easy to avoid those fights, arguments between you to your Yetzer Hara, between you and Hashem. Sometimes you can find questions on Hashem. You don't want to question on Hashem. So you say, all right, Baruch Hashem, I finished my 30 minutes, and now I can start doing Todah. Thank you, Hashem, on my 30. And you avoid the place that Hashem wanted you to achieve. The diamond, in the end, you lost it. You haven't completed your tshuva on that thing. You didn't come to that point of understanding that it's really only Hashem, and the complaints cannot fit, arguments and problems doesn't take a place in that place. It was all Hashem. That is the place of the world, and the world is not His place. So when you come to that place, it's amazing. Itbodedut is wonderful. It's perfect. But when you're lazy in the itbodedut, so You're running to the sides all of the time. You're avoiding yourself, even in the itbodedut. But in class, when you start to open a subject and people are listening, and they want to understand your conclusion, so you're obligated to go with that way, malach, until the end of it. You cannot stop. What you're going to say to them? Okay, we'll deal with it later. Even if you do that, you're going to have to come to it later. You have to. You cannot avoid. This is the gift of a person that is teaching Torah. So everyone can do that. And also, if you don't feel like you have the ability to do it in front of people, now to talk, first of all, it's nonsense. Because you just don't believe in yourself. You don't feel that you're capable. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was kvad peh kvad lashon. His power of speech wasn't perfect. If you know Arav Shalom, his power of speech is not perfect. The ability of people to understand him is hard, is complex. Rav Ovadia Yosef, you should have a merit from your ancestors to understand the class of Rav Ovadia Yosef. Really? Me, myself, that I'm speaking Hebrew from day first, I couldn't understand what he's talking. He's got a big, heavy accent, a Sfaradi accent that is hard to understand. So, but he's still Rav Ovadia Yosef, and Rav Shalom is still Rav Shalom. And Rav Berland, that he is even weirder than both of them. You're not talking about a person that is communicating with everyone and know how to but he does. But not because that he is, a politikai.
Eloquent.
What?
Eloquent spoken. Eloquent speech.
I cannot say it. I'm sorry.
Eloquent
speaker. Wonderful. You got it? Wonderful.
Say a good speaker.
Good speaker. Not because he's a good speaker. No, we're from the Bronx, not from the... So, bottom line, you see that the grace, that the beauty, that their ability to communicate with people is not depends in their physical abilities, in their talents. In what it depends? In their love. Why Hashem chose Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was chasing after that young sheep. And David HaMelech, exactly the same. Borolam said, I can see in him that he's a shepherd, he's taking the the herd with mercy, with kindness. He's a sensitive person, so he can be the shepherd of my nation. So it's not because that he was a good speaker. It was not because of that at all. Adraba, they're saying on David HaMelech that he was Admoni, and all of his face were in a red color, and it wasn't a raw model.
Role model.
Yes. Thank you. He wasn't. But still, he is. And he's opening the path for all of Am Israel to get closer to Hashem and to the Tshuva. Why it's him? Because of his soul. What's the soul? The will. Because of the will. David HaMelech, Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, all of those three huge righteous people all passed away in Rava Deravin. In the time of Mincha in Shabbos, that it's the time of will, of all will, means the source of will. Rav Shalom explained it once, that it means that Hashem wants us the most in that time. Hashem yearns to Am Israel the most in that time. This is why you have kisufim to Hashem in that time. This is why you yearn to Hashem in Mincha in Shabbos. This is why we're singing all of those songs, and we cannot let Shabbos finish, and we want to sing some more. And why? Why you miss Hashem so much? Because Hashem miss you. It's a mirror. When you're close to Hashem, when Hashem close to you, it's the same thing. You, when I'm close to you, it's because you're close to me. And if we're far, because you're far, I'm far from you. It's the same. But when we're close, it's because we're close. When we're far, it's because we are far. So it all depends in the will. Because if you want Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is there. Hashem is there. Tell him tikreu v'ani ane. Before you're going to call me, I'm going to answer you. Because Hashem hears your silence. Hashem hear your thoughts. Hashem feel your pulse. Hashem is with you. Hashem is one. Hashem is alive. I'm begging and begging and begging. And I know Rav Shalom explained in Shabbos that when a person doesn't have da'at, so you cannot explain to him that he is lack of da'at. Because he doesn't have da'at to understand what you're telling him. This is it. If a person lack of wisdom, you cannot teach him wisdom. Because he doesn't have the wisdom to understand that his lack of wisdom, because he's dumb. This is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu noten chokhma lachakimin, give wisdom to the wise. It's absurd.
Absurd.
It's an absurd. Why? Why? Because how are we going to achieve wisdom? How are we going to achieve that? This is why all of the redemption of the world depends in the cult of the master of prayer. Because when you pray on your friend to receive that, he receives that. He himself cannot pray on it even, because he doesn't know on what to pray. But you, that you have something that he doesn't have, you can pray on him. This is how we can save and will save Am Yisrael. Because we have what they lack of. Faith. Simple faith. We know that when you don't have no choice, you go to the fields. We know. Baruch Hashem, we received it from our Rebbe. We got it from him. And now we know. And it caught us. This is it. We understand it. So we can hand it. So you can hand 5% of what the Tarav contains, and I can hand hopefully 10% of what that he contains. Wonderful. When I illustrate the first children book, I hand it to Rav Shalom and shown it to him. He told me he doesn't have even 1 out of 1,000 of what that I have in my heart to teach faith to the children of Am Israel. But don't worry, people will not gonna recognize the lackings that it's got. They're all gonna love it. And they did. We sold all of the copies. No, they all liked it. But still, Rav Shalom said, it doesn't contain even 1 out of 1,000 of what the Tarav's got inside of his heart to illuminate the light of faith in the hearts of our Bnei Israel, of the children of Israel. So, you believe in him. You believe that he's got enormous powers, gigantic powers, superpowers. But you take what that you have. You cannot take it all, because you don't have it all, and you don't have the vessel to contain it, and it's just going to damage you if you're going to try to take what that is not prepared and ready for you. But with what that you have, you're obligated to give. Obligated. And why? Because the Torah compares to water. And the faith and the prayer compares to water. And water, if they're standing in one place, they stink. They become to be rotten. They become to be thick and fungus and mosquitoes and worms, blood worms are starting to run inside. And even you can find a frog in your swimming pool once in a while if you're not replacing the water. This is why you have to give the water to open that stream of water, and then you're going to refresh, and it's going to be alive water. Nozlin min ha-Levanon, that are coming from the Lebanon. What is Lebanon? Libuna de Mocha, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying. The white color that you have in your brain means the holiness of your thoughts. It's the place for the soul. The soul is inside the sechel, inside the brain, like that's written in the book Or HaSechel of Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, Alav HaShalom. That the neshama's place is in the brain. Is in the brain, inside your brain. When you have tikkun abrit, the seed, the sperm is coming from the brain. So when the person is fixing his brain, he becomes to be holy. When a person is watching holiness and keeping the covenant, and he's not looking with bad eyesight, because every bad eyesight is defecting the brain. This is it. You become to be crazy because of what did you see with your eyes. You see a woman that you think that she's beautiful, I don't know what, where you got that she's beautiful, who told you that she's beautiful? Someone told you that she's beautiful, someone lied to you and told you that the Torah is not saying that she was beautiful. The Torah is saying on Sarai Menu that she was beautiful. Who is saying that she was beautiful? Rashi is explaining over there that because that she was white in Egypt, and over there in Egypt the people were their skin color was
dark.
So this is why she was special, because she was unique. But if she would be dark and in a bright area, in a white area, so she would be special over there also. It's an attraction. Oh, wow, you saw, amazing, beautiful. Why? Because it's unique. So we don't know if she had a small nose or a big nose or a long hair or a short hair, or if she was tall or short or fat or thin. You don't know, and it doesn't count. It doesn't matter at all. Why? Because it's not a real beauty. Your concepts of real beauty, I don't want to tell you where you got them, where you purchased them. You know yourself. You know yourself where you purchased all of that nonsense. It's nonsense. And this is the biggest problem for people that wants to go to Shiduchim, to start a date. They're looking for something that's familiar for them from their childhood. Not to mention their mothers. Okay, they're looking for... And it's sick. It's sick. What are you looking for? You need to look for a wife to serve Hashem with her. You need to have a wife that's going to support your will, and that's going to have that power to support you and to give you chizukim and to tell you, yes, it's okay, go to the field, let's pray on it together. Yitzchak is praying to that angle, and Rivka is praying to that angle, and they're standing and serving Hashem. So, Rivka, because she was tall and blonde and skinny, so this is why she was the wife of no, not because of that. So because of what? Because she wanted Hashem Yitbarach with all of her heart. But she wasn't so tall. You're right. But and she was a little bit fat, and she had a big Jewish nose. Yes. This is her. This is Sarai Menu. This is Rivka. This is Rachel. Also Leah. V'ene Leah Rakot. And Esther, she was 70 years old in the time of the Megillah. And her face was in a color green. She wasn't a supermodel in those days. But everyone loved her. Everyone saw grace, her beauty, spiritual beauty. This is what it happens to you when you do tshuva, when you strengthen yourself, and people look at you, and suddenly they come, hey, you look good. In what? In what? What changed? Adrabah, I wasn't doing my hair, fixing my hair for 3 months already. It's the same sweatshirt that I wear for a week, sorry to say, and on and on and on. So what are you talking? But you look good. Why you look good? What is good? En tov el ha-Torah. En tov el ha-holiness. It's holiness. It's the light of your neshama that glows. Yosef HaTzadik, his light is coming out from prison already. You can see his beauty. Moshe Rabbeinu just born, and light was illuminating all of the room because the neshama glows. They were blocking the windows when Moshe born because they knew people will feel something weird. There is light in this house, a lighthouse. Why? You remember that name, lighthouse? Emuna Lighthouse, a new project. We need to believe that we have a soul, and the soul is illuminating, and the souls break all mechitzot, all how do you say mechitzot?
Barriers
just break between the cracks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing between the cracks. He's illuminating from the western wall. You go to the western wall, what do you see there? Nothing. And you see everything. Why? Because Hashem is coming through the stones. You can see. This is why people are putting all of their notes, they're putting kvitlach over there. Why? Because they see Hashem is running through those cracks. I have to catch the train. I have to catch that light. I have to put my name here. I have to put my daughter's name here. I have to. Why? Because you see, Hashem is coming through the cracks. Hashem, this is the light is coming between the broken vessels, earthen vessels, cracks. Sparks are coming out. This is how Hashem wants. This is how Hashem wants. You think you're broken, you think you're low, you think you don't learn Torah. Rav Shalom said, Hashem knew that I don't have, will not going to have time to learn Torah. This is why He gave me a heart to teach me Torah. How much Torah we're learning here together? How much Torah? My wife told me, you know, with all of your whinings that you're not learning Torah, and whining. She said, you know, pretty much. You know, you Baruch Hashem, you learned a lot. She see, once in a while, she watched my classes. I'm talking and talking and talking like there's no tomorrow. And where is it all coming? To tell you that this is the first book I opened today. It's the first book that I opened today. Hopefully it won't be the last. But there are days that this is the only book that I open. When they told me yesterday night, one of the rabbis called me and told me, congratulations, that you've been appointed again to be the Rosh Kollel of the English program in Yeshiva Tchut Shel Chesed. So I told him, thank you. So he said, you're not happy? So I told him, I haven't changed my routine in the days that I weren't, and in the I still talk to Hanan and to everyone and taking care, and I was still awake until 3 a.m. with guys and students from class that needed help and advice, and so I don't know, nothing changed. Baruch Hashem, in the Parnassah, Baruch Hashem, I didn't see no change. So Baruch Hashem, smiling, everything is smiling. So thank you, really appreciate it. When I sat with the Rav, I told him, Rav, if let's say Rav will fire you now, let's say we're gonna take you out from Yeshiva Tchut Shel Chesed, and we're going to bring a huge Rosh Yeshiva. Someone huge. Someone with experience. Let's say we'll bring a real professional now to catch your seat. Is it going to stay Chut Shel Chesed? We're not going to stay Chut Shel Chesed. Why? Because you're Chut Shel Chesed. So I told him, how can you take me out from the English program if I'm the English program? And I'm sorry, I'm the English program. How the English program started? Our nice friend David Beaton, it was hard for him to catch the classes of Gemara in Hebrew of Rav Shalom. Me and him were sitting and learning Gemara together. I was translating, he was catching, and everyone was shushing me. And until today, this is what had gone on. After a year, we had 7 students. In the beginning, Reuven Levy and more students were sitting here. Reuven Gidon, we were sitting. And more people came, and more people came, and more people came. And now we have 30 people here, and another class of Rav Natan Maimon that have another 25, 30 people, maybe more. And the Muna channel with... yesterday, we passed 1,000 subscribers. In the last 48 hours, we got more than 200 new subscribers.
Ben Porat Yosef.
It's amazing! Ben Porat Yosef, what Yosef said on Ben Porat Yosef, you don't need to be afraid of me. Because this Rabbi Yochanan said, why? You don't need to be afraid for me on Ayin Hara. Why? Because I'm from the seed of Yosef, the La Shalta Be'en Abisha. Ayin Hara cannot take him. I went with a certain rabbi, huge rabbi, that is taking out Ayin Hara. And he came to me and he's trying to do to me to clean, to take out with copper.
Lead.
Oferet, sorry. Ayin Hara. And he's making it and making. And he said, there's nothing. So I told him, Baruch Hashem, what, no one is looking at me? He said, no, thousands are looking at you. So I told him, so why don't have Ayin Hara? He said, I don't know how, but you're fighting with it, and you're winning. So I told him, all right, wonderful. He said, but it's good to do once in 6 months. All right, we'll do. No problem. But it's not catching. Why? Because Ana Mizara de Yosef HaTzadik, de la Shalta Be'en Abisha, because we're not looking for nothing for ourselves on what you can look. If I would think that I have that house and it's mine, so you can take that house. But if it's not my house, and that house is the house of Hashem, and you still want to fight with it, so you don't have a war with me. Your war is with Hashem. If that is my wife, and someone is looking at my wife, so okay, you have a problem. He's looking at your wife. But if Hashem gave you that wife, and it's the wife that Hashem gave you, and you don't have nothing except of to want to serve Hashem Yitzbarach with your wife together. No one can look at your wife. It will not gonna, even if someone gonna do, he's damaging himself. Like all of the stories that people try to do things against tzaddikim and they found themselves falling and this is disasters. Why disasters? Because they were planning and things. You're fighting with Hashem. Are you crazy to fight with Hashem? Are you crazy to fight with Hashem? Hashem is saying on Am Yisrael that even when people are talking Lashon Hara on Am Yisrael, Hashem Yitzbarach listens and remembers the days of the past, on the days of glory, days of love that was between him and Am Yisrael. Thank you very much. Chazak u'Baruch.